Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deep in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy this message.
We love the Word of God, don't we? We love it. The Bible. And there is so much incredible wisdom and direction in there for us all. It's for our everyday lives as well, not just our knowledge. And we'll look at some of the really practical areas today. In pastoral catch-ups with people, it's a regular theme for us to be asked about the areas of challenge of everyday life, relationships, busyness, etc., etc. And the question comes to us often, how do I do it God's way? Because I want to love and honour God, and I know that if I do it His way, it should go well. I hope I get unstuck and move forward. Help, pray. And I've prepared some extra resources for us today for us all to look at, if you'd like to use those as well. So, the title of the message today is Love God and Love People. Imagine, maybe close your eyes for a moment, imagine our world and what it can look like if we grow even more in loving and demonstrating the love of God. Loving God, and that'll on flow to loving people too. Let's read it together, and it'll be on the screens for you now. And Pastor Joe, beautiful, you've already said it. Matthew 22, 37 to 39, let's read it together. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." This scripture is the words of Jesus when he was asked by the religious leaders of the day, "What's the greatest commandment?" Loving God and loving people. And there's so much we can learn if we start with that and with God's direction, agreed? God's direction of how to love God and love people and how to grow in it and do it well with God's blessing and God's help, which will then have the flow-on effect for every area of our lives and help us do it God's way. It'll answer that question. I'm totally with you all on the journey and always learning and growing myself. So total disclaimer, still on the journey. But a little encouragement for you. Remember, God sees our hearts. He really does. And he blesses us when we're trying our best and looking to his direction. Yes, he blesses our trying. Have you ever felt like you know God, but you really want to walk out that true identity and authority in him you know is available? Have you ever felt overwhelmed in life with busyness, running, I've already seen nodding heads, running from one thing to another, that there's no time to stop, no time to grow, no time to focus differently? Have you ever felt irritated by a person, whoops, struggling to forgive them or find it hard to even consider caring and showing love to the person down the street or the person next door? no tolerance, no bandwidth for others. Imagine what our world can look like if we grow in loving God and loving other people. We can change our world for Him, one precious person at a time, starting with us. That's so powerful. I'll share some learn from my mistakes type of things today. And I'd love to share that, and I hope it's helpful. And about those of us who have been Christians a long time, are we super experts? No, no way. I'm so conscious, and I become, even with age, more, I'm 65 now, more and more conscious that every one of us, including those on the journey a long time, must daily be spending time with our Heavenly Father in prayer, a life directed by the Holy Spirit, freshly every single day to be an example to others. Amen. I pray every day, I really do, Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Don't just commit your work or projects or study. It's everything we do. Every area of life, isn't it? And mean it wholeheartedly when you pray it, giving God full trust in everything, but still outworking practically what we need to do. There's a little hint, isn't it? As we can't just pray about it and do nothing. Agreed? I'd love us to look at some areas that can stop us growing, moving forward in loving God and loving people. But firstly, what does it mean to love God? And what does the Bible say about loving God? What a big topic. But, for example, I wanted to say, people can say, I believe in God, I believe Him, and that's great, but it doesn't mean that we always have encountered His presence and feel that they truly love Him and trust Him with every part of our daily lives. As young people, you always say, I hear you, it's a game changer. Cute term, isn't it? It's a game changer when this heartfelt love of God shifts from our minds and our thinking to our heart in heartfelt reality. Loving God means knowing Him by talking to Him in prayer every day. We build relationships by spending time with someone, don't we? Amen? Loving God means reading a bit of His Word today. Uh-oh, here it gets practical. To learn how to live His way. Yes, the Bible is to me like a street directory, for those of you who remember those paper books, a map, a GPS. It guides us in our lives. Helpful hints. Don't guilt yourself with reading the Word and getting behind and trying to catch up 10 chapters. I once heard from a very great pastor years ago. It was such a help. Do what you can, even if it's a few verses or a chapter or lots more. Just keep reading forward where you're up to. Good hint. Let's get very real with everyday life. If something happens, children are vomiting, the freeway is closed, and you need to leave 30 plus minutes earlier. Anyone relate to that one? Your cat or your dog is missing. Barbie. A call comes from a relative overseas and it's important. Something's happened. You've got to take that call. Don't guilt yourselves. Heavenly Father understands. He made us real. He made us to live in this world as natural people everyday life, and be creative, like singing. I love singing in the car, no one can hear. Singing and praying in the car. It's amazing. Sometimes in attending pastoral relational issues, people say, I can't help that spouse, you know, with the sick children because, you know, I've got to pray and study. That's just weird. And it's out of balance and not honouring God by helping others and our own household and our own family and our own friends that are in need. Stop what you're doing. Help. We are real. Loving God means putting our agenda aside and being led by that beautiful prompting of the Holy Spirit from salvation, as our pastor Jess brilliantly articulated last week. Awesome. Loving God means having faith and trust in Him wholeheartedly and with all of our strength. Mark chapter 12 adds, with all of our strength. I believe that if we truly love God, then we will naturally overflow with God's love to other people as well. I know I've said it a few times, but wow, it's the word today. And the Bible beautifully talks about this. John 13, 34. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Oh, verse 35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. That's a true example, isn't it? I love to start the day saying, good morning, Lord. I love you. Help me today to be led by you. It's about the one-liner when I wake up. I want to look now for just a few minutes at three areas that can be blockages, or in counselling terms we call it stuckness, to us truly loving God and growing in that and loving others well. So the first area I'd love to suggest that holds up sometimes our growth to love God and then love others well is not truly knowing our full and complete identity in Christ. Let's grow in our identity and authority in who we are in Christ. We are His children. Let's look to His word on this to show us. John 1:12. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Romans 5:8, more scripture, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, doing the wrong thing, Christ died for us. So that's true unconditional love, isn't it? Really is. This is such a great verse in showing us how much God loves us, and it blows the theory of the people who feel they need to tick boxes of good works or other things they need to feel they have to do for God to love them, doesn't it? Blows the theory. Again, it's unconditional love. Just like parents or we grandparents that love children with unconditional love, even when they're being naughty. when the liquid paper finds its way on the wall and the carpet. But the sooner we realise we do measure up wonderfully to our Heavenly Father's love, as salvation is a free gift by faith from God, then we'll have no trouble loving Him back, will we? And gratefully loving and trusting Him with our everyday lives and loving others well. Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Love this. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Lord. In the Old Testament, relationship was determined by proximity, and our proximity to God was determined by the law. Wow. But when Jesus came to earth and gave His life for us, that free gift of salvation by faith gives us close relationship to Him. He's with us. We are so blessed today, aren't we? Pastor Thomas wonderfully teaches on this in the Identity in Christ course. Little ad coming up again shortly. And he uses a lot, Colossians 1:9-13, and I want to read it for you. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. Beautiful, beautiful scripture. Pray and ask Him, Father, I want to grow in my love, acceptance, and salvation that you've so freely given. He will show up. He will answer. Pray it in faith. Something a bit different today. I have prepared some other scriptures and resources to help us grow in identity in Christ. So if you scan the QR code, if it's there for you, one of those resources is the link for the Life Keys Search for Life course. Pastor Joe mentioned it earlier. It is starting in just a couple of weeks' time on July 28th. It is a brilliant course if you'd like to register. It is amazing. Imagine growing stronger in your identity in Christ, that wonderful impact it will have on your godly confidence and relationships, and what's more, your witness to others, flowing on to loving others. Amazing. The second area I'd like to look at today, I think affects our growth in loving God and loving people is, oh dear, it's not rocket science, a busy life. Does that ring any bells? Let's be proactive to navigate a busy life in a godly way. I know there's many areas, I'll look at a few. Does that resonate today? Lack of time with a full list of responsibilities, things that need to be done. Stress is talked about a lot these days, and yes, it needs to be. Let's look at scripture, which is powerful. Philippians 4, 6. So beautiful. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Here's the promise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What does daily life look for you at the moment? Each of us, all different. You might be studying and working uni jobs, working full-time, raising a family, doing that life that a lot of parents do now where both are working. I see our beautiful seniors, I had to add them, our empowers, busy as well as they help family. And many of us babysit our grandchildren, which I love. Yes, we have a house full of toys again. All sorts of fun things. I want to get really practical for a few moments. So strap on your seatbelts. This will be fast. And apologies if you are already good at all these areas. But I felt God prompt to share on this as we need healthy life balance, don't we? And God wants that for us. How can we love and help other people if we ourselves, I speak to myself too, have no spare time or leave no margin for loving and helping others? We've already mentioned spending time in prayer and committing the day to God will bring you the peace that He is there with you, He's helping you. You've asked and He will. I'm telling you, He will. Many of you have heard me say prior that I love the Lord's Prayer. Pastor Joe said it today too. I loved it. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. I love to pray that every morning. It covers all areas of our lives and it's powerful praying scripture. Oh my goodness, I recommend it. But there's some practical areas that we can do as God created us to live natural human lives. Proverbs 14:1. Growing up and reading through the Bible, I thought, wow, I never used to understand it, and I'll read it for you. A wise woman builds her house, but a foolish one tears hers down with her own hands. Wow, what did that mean? I always wondered. Who would tear their house down? In the busyness of life, it's important to stop and think about the atmosphere and security of our homes. After all, God provided them for us. Whatever your home looks like, from a student house, a rented room, a large family home or a property, a flat, an apartment of siblings living together, someone who's living alone or with one parent and everything in between. When you look at the meaning of that verse and study it correctly, it actually means that we should deliberately make our homes a place of refuge, that safety, a place of peace where you can rest, and a place of joy and happiness for you and everyone that's coming into your home. This is closely linked to Proverbs 24:3. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. That's God's direction. This shows again that we need to think about our homes and be intentional to make it a place of refuge, peace, and joy where we live and that we actually love to be there. Okay, let's get super practical now. You're thinking, is there more? Yes. Make sure that while it's cold, you run heating and keep lights on in the room you're currently in. Don't let home be a depressing, dark, cold environment where your household doesn't want to come in. Seriously, I've attended some pastoral things and they're not good and they're not feeling, and I'm like, oh, I think I know why. Anyway, yes, I also, sorry about that. Sorry, Pastor, I didn't mean to add that. Yes, I also know we don't want to waste money, do we, on paying huge bills. I know that. We've got to be sensible. I know that. But prioritise where you are when you're there, and lights and heating, and you'll stay well. It sounds strange, but it's actually honouring God and your household. And we want home to be another place that we encounter God's presence and others, other people can come in and sense it also. A place of refuge, a place of peace, and a place of joy. Ask for God's help and presence. This now brings me to spouses and marriages for a quick moment. However, those not married, promise you will not switch off. There's lots about God's love and direction that helps every relationship in our lives. True? It's true. Not just spouses. Let's talk communication. Dr. L, happy? Meet and do diary planners. Some little tips. Meet and do diary planners together over coffee for the week ahead or the weeks ahead. It's frustrating and causes mass tension and tiredness. For example, if one person commits to a dinner catch-up or an activity and the other one finds out last minute. I won't look around the room. I won't. I'll just keep on my notes. Do deliberate coffee dates together or whatever you like to do. Even if it's hard, make it a priority. Walking together, taking the dog out, a hobby together. Invest time into your relationships. And we know that with every relationship, don't we? Communication is so important in every area of life. We know that because God created us for relationship. Look at each other in the eyes when talking is a cute, practical hint. It's honouring the other person. The youngies are all laughing. Showing they are important in your life and you are listening. And I have to keep reminding myself of that. It's easy to be only talking while both spouses are doing the dishes, feeding the dog, washing, etc., 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 but it's not actually honouring each other. And it helps misunderstandings many times that could have been avoided. Helpful hint? When difficulties come, don't go at each other. Decide, okay, we've got an issue, let's sort it out. Let's be on each other's side, showing God's love, and work on it together, as the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9, two are better and stronger. True? Determined to work together, not as opponents. I have to honour our staff team. Love you all. I love our staff team here at Pneuma. They are such team players in that little engine room. They're amazing in leading all of the ministries. I honour them and I thank you, please. They are amazing. They're amazing. I think they also keep me on my toes. It's cute. Money. Uh-oh, getting real today. If there's money difficulties, and we all have challenges at times, be honest and sit together over a coffee. Well, that's what we like to do. And be proactive, whatever the need. Don't keep putting it off. Make a plan. Getting a simple budget planner off the internet costs nothing. Maybe it's book a financial planner for at least an initial catch-up. There's money and finance courses also, books, other resources. Let's honour God in this. If there's relational pressures or you just want to grow and invest into having a greater, fun marriage, we have a brilliant course coming up from Life Keys in a couple of weeks' time called Making Marriage Better. We have Dr. Alan and Helen Meyer presenting this course in person here. We are blessed, starting July 28th. If you ever do it, the time is now. Register by the QR code or come and see me or one of our team. My hubby Jeff and I randomly did a course like this after 6 months of marriage. Like we didn't, you know, oh no, do we need to do this now? Oh my goodness. It was beautiful. It was Pastor Barry and Margie Clark. We're doing some of the presenting. I remember we learned that we're not always going to agree on everything because we were created unique. If it was awesome, how not to butt heads, priceless. So please look at that, Making Marriage Better. And there is childcare. In pastoral, we hear, I haven't got time to do courses, but seriously imagine how flourishing life will be if we make that time. Loving God and loving others in practice. Again, there's a QR code with a list of resources, books, counsellors. Not a huge list, but it's doable. Third and final point today, let's not let unforgiveness stop all of our relationships moving forward. I'm talking every relationship, our friends, our family, our colleagues, fellow students, flatmates, acquaintances. God created us for relationship. Let's love God more and love people more. I won't park on it long today because shortly there is more teaching coming up on that, which will be brilliant. But let's look at scripture, Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive each other. If any of you has a grievance against each other, forgive as the Lord forgave you. One little testimony for me was quite amazing in that I had trouble years ago with an area and it just, you know, looked like it just kept in my mind all the time. Can anyone relate to the replaying? Should I have said this? Should I have done that? I know I would have had some part in that. But I was amazed by what God did for us, for me. And it was, he prompted me to look. I just heard one day, in prayer, look at all the Bible verses in the concordance in the back of the Bible, in the dictionary. Read every single one about forgiveness. And I'm like, what? But I did it, journaled it. It was, as the youngies say, a game changer. And it was amazing. By the time I got to the New Testament and the life of Jesus, he was a perfect person who never sinned, didn't nothing on his part, but freely gave his life for our freedom. It changed my heart, who I was. Who was I not to forgive when I totally benefit from his sacrifice? We all do in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. So beautiful, that free gift by faith. If you're having trouble forgiving someone and that's a blockage in growing in your love of God and particularly in other people, and what you need to do is reach out, come out. Got our beautiful prayer team out here after for prayer. And if you want to receive the extra power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, oh my goodness, that'll plug it into the power socket, won't it? John 14, 16, he will give you this free gift and it'll be with you forever. Great power. Again, there's a QR code with lots of resources to help you. That Life Keys course, Search for Life, really covers a lot of these areas. July 28th, it's amazing. Let's get free and happy and be known for showing love to everybody. Precious, we really can be a happy, peaceful example to others. And imagine with me lastly in closing, a beautiful world and everyone we come in contact with, if they see in us the love of God, as it says in John 13, 34 to 35, and the love that we have for each other. The second part of the verse says, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Let's be a loving church. And my prayer today, Lord, help us to grow in our love and faith in you. And that love is shown to those precious lives who don't know you yet. Wow, that's our mission, isn't it? May they say about us, I want to know that love that I see in those people. I want that peace, that joy, that unconditional love that's possible by faith in God. Allah, I'd really love to pray for us all, and then I'm going to ask Pastor Joe to come and close our service in prayer. And I hope that was a help today, everyone. But Father God, Lord, we want to grow more and more and more in love with you. And Lord Jesus, that is a massive example and overflow, Lord Jesus, to every life in this world that doesn't know you. And Lord Jesus, we love you. Help us, Father, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone together, amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realise that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death, and a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.